You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to get a bit of an update on the work RNIB has been doing around accessible voting with the local elections, which have taken place in May 2025. We want to find out what work has been done and what's to come. Joining me now is RNIB's policy lead, Tom Skelton. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So to start with, can we get a bit of a background of what work RNIB has done, especially in terms of the local elections that took place in England in 2025?
This was the first set of elections since the publication of our 2024 turned out report on the voting experiences of blind and partially sighted people at the UK general election in 2024. That report found that only a quarter of blind voters could vote independently and in secret. And this is obviously unacceptable, given that it is over 150 years since the Ballot Act guaranteed the right to vote in secret. Using the findings from this report and the recommendations, we met with or presented to nearly 70 different electoral services teams across the country. And we also wrote to every electoral services team and returning officer with elections in their area ahead of the May 2025 elections. And we also worked with different blind and partially sighted people to support them to request the reasonable adjustments that they need to vote independently and in secret.
Speaking of these adjustments, one of them was an audio tactile voting device that was available in Bristol and a few other locations during the local elections this year. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
One of our key recommendations from the turned out report was that audio and tactile provision should be available in every polling station. And our research has shown that the best solution currently available is the combined audio-tactile device, the McGonagall Reader. So we had an accessible voting trial in late 2023, which showed that voters who used this device cast an accurate vote with a 93% success rate. At the 2024 turned out report, those who used the McGonagall Reader to vote, 100% of voters who used it were satisfied, compared to an overall satisfaction rate of just over half. And 85% of people who used it said that their voting experience was a lot better. And 100% of voters who used it said that it improved their voting experience. Using this evidence, we wrote to different electoral services teams explaining why this solution is the best one currently available. And we were very pleased that Bristol Electoral Services had already invested in a number of these devices. We worked with Bristol Electoral Services to try and get the message out to blind and partially sighted people that these devices were available, why they helped us to vote independently and in secret, and the process for using them. So in Bristol, you could either reserve it or you could turn up and request it, but it might entail a short wait. As well, we worked with the local society, Sight Support West of England, and our other local contacts to try and promote the availability of this device. After the election, we've been working with Bristol and the local society to try and evaluate the success of the rollout. So far, the results seem to suggest that, again, those who did use it found that it really improved their ability to vote independently and in secret. However, there's still a challenge of communication, because our turned out report showed that 73% of blind and partially sighted people didn't know they could request reasonable adjustments. And these are people who are answering a survey about voting. So they probably are going to be more interested in and informed about the democratic process. So even with the communication plans that we put together and executed with Bristol Electoral Services and the local society, there was still a challenge of getting the message out there about the availability of these devices. So we can learn the lessons from this set of elections and take these on to May 2026.
How's that going to shape work on accessible voting in the elections coming up in May 2026?
Well, yeah, aside from the work that we've done for May 2025 elections. There's been work going on in Parliament. Julie Mims, MP, put forward a 10-minute rule bill about accessible voting. And while the bill is unlikely to become law just because of parliamentary procedures and parliamentary time, it really gave a voice to this issue in Parliament. Also, our regional campaigns officer for the North West, Terry Balon, was on Politics North talking about the importance of this issue. We've also submitted parliamentary evidence to the Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Committee. And so this work, alongside the research that we've been doing on the May 25 elections and before, is going to contribute towards the work ahead of May 2026. Now, May 2026 is going to be a bumper year for elections because a lot of them were postponed from May 2025 because of the government's reorganisation of local government. So we're looking to continue to work with different electoral services teams across the country to encourage them to make accessibility a really high focus, high importance focus for preparatory work ahead of May 2026. We're also going to be encouraging blind and partially sighted people to request these devices. It's best to request it as soon as possible from your local electoral services. You can request it at any time if you know you've got elections coming up in May 2026. And we're also going to be holding a series of accessible voting workshops and device demonstration days, working in conjunction with local societies across the country so that blind and partially sighted people can try out these devices and different solutions.
How can people contribute to RNIB's work on accessible voting, especially for the 2026 elections? Can they share experiences? Can they contribute in any other ways?
Yeah, so we'd love to hear from anyone who voted at the 2025 elections, whatever your experience was, whether you requested a reasonable adjustment, whether it was a positive experience or a negative experience, it'd be really interesting to hear from you. Also, if you're just interested in talking more about this subject, we're going to put some focus groups together over the next 6 months to a year to talk about this issue and also inform our response to the consultation the Electoral Commission is going to open in August about updating its guidance. So this will be a really good opportunity to shape the approach to accessible voting and shape the guidance that will then inform how people's voting experiences might improve in the years to come. So if you're interested, please do get in touch with the campaigns team. So the email address is campaign.mailbox@rnib.org.uk.
That is excellent. Thank you very much, Tom Skelton, RNIB's policy lead, for giving us an update on RNIB's work regarding accessible voting here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.